Hi, this is Kathleen Maxwell Ramby with The Gathering, bringing God into everyday life. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy this lesson. And remember, don't just listen, partner with God and practice it. I want to give a shout out to our monthly donors, Mary Mitchelstein, Colin Melissa Johnson, Deanna Caraway, Laura Jane Elder, and special gifts from Lois Carter and Mary Cobflesh this month. We now have listeners from 19 different countries, and I so appreciate those that make this podcast possible. My heart is to share my life and my stories of how God wants to be a part of our everyday life through real life experiences and share His words. I want people's hearts to be touched, encouraged, healed, and set free, and strengthened as they listen. So if you enjoyed this podcast, consider becoming a patron. Your donations keep them coming. Look for the little green or red button at the top of your page on the podcast, and you can give a gift of $5 a month, $10 a month, or a one-time gift. Also, if you like today's message, click the like button and leave me a comment. I love hearing from my listeners. Thanks again for joining us, and you can contact me at KathleenMaxwell1@gmail.com. Have a great day. Hello, friends, and thank you so much for joining me today for the Kathleen Maxwell Ramby podcast. And our topic today is living in peace with others in a contentious world. And it's something that has been just brewing in my heart just the last few months. And I just wanted to share it with you. But let's begin by praying. Father, thank you so much for each and every listener from all over the world. Lord, thank you that you can bring us together. And thank you for technology, Lord, and the blessing it can be when we use it rightly. Father, I ask that you bless each household listening. And Lord, just anoint each of us to be your vessels of peace and influence in the world around us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I want to just start by saying, just over the recent months in 2020, I've really been saddened by the behavior of some believers in the world, and just people I've seen on social media or listened to in various means. I feel like we have such an opportunity to influence an anxious world right now and show them what real peace is. And real peace is walking with Jesus. And we have such an opportunity to demonstrate and model what that looks like in the midst of all the chaos that's going on in the world and discontent. And things are definitely revving up in the political realm here in the U.S., just in all the bombings, all the looting, all the riots, there's just a contentiousness that is in the air. And I want to start by sharing Romans 12:2, and it says, "Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." And I think that one of the things that we need to guard is that our minds are really fixed on the Lord, and that we are transformed. And transformed means, you know, to be made different. But we do that by the renewing of our mind. And we renew our mind by getting in the Word and focusing on things that are going to benefit our hearts and our mind. Because the way we think is then going to dictate how we act. And it's obvious that a lot of people are thinking on things that aren't true, aren't noble, aren't right. And their behavior is showing it. And that's what I'm talking about. Is we just have an opportunity here, and we are called as believers to come up higher and think differently than those around us. And let me just start by saying, too, that the word contentious means causing or likely to cause an argument. And a contentious person is given to provoking an argument. So let me just ask you, are you contentious? Have you picked up some contentiousness just because it's all around us? Or are you standing on what the Word says and what God says? And it's okay to disagree with people, but we need to do it with respect and with honor. And look around at how we can build bridges. Because we've been given, you've heard me say in previous podcasts, that we've been given the ministry of reconciliation. And I just think it's so important we don't jump on the bandwagons and we really check the sources of information we are believing. There is a lot of false things out there. And I think it's all promoted by this contentious attitude, contentious spirit, if you want to call it that, just a contentious undergirding that seems to be around our world. And I've noticed that the people that are doing that are not peaceful. And that's a big red flag. That's a big red flag because God has given us peace and we have an opportunity to walk in it or not. Romans 14:19. Let's see what the Word says. It says, let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification. So let me just ask you, is what you're doing, what you're posting on social media, what you're saying in conversations that you have, is it leading to peace? And is it a mutual edification for those around you? And even for your own spirit, entering into those things isn't good for us. And the only way the world around us is going to listen to us is going to let us pray with them and that we're going to be able to influence them in the ways of God is if we lay down contentiousness and arguments and, you know, our right to be right in a situation. I've seen so many get so upset over the mask issue. You know, I've got a right. I don't have to wear it. I'm not going to wear it. And just a rebellion in that aspect. And, right now, no, I don't really like wearing them. But I will tell you, I found a scripture and it really changed and challenged my thinking. It's 1 Corinthians 10:23 in the Amplified Version. And it says, everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. In another version, it says in the NIV, it says, I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but not everything is constructive. And man, when I saw that scripture, I just thought, you know, that's what's going on right now. You know, you can say, okay, we have a right not to wear a mask. We have a right for the government not to dictate how we walk around and conduct our business and do this and that. And I just want to challenge you to just look at it a little bit different. Is it beneficial? Is it helping other people feel safe? Is it helping keep the pandemic at bay? I think we have to look at, and those are all topics that could be argued, but is it beneficial to others? Is it beneficial? And I think that I think when we look at it in that context, for me, it's like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and wear it. It honors other people. I'm not that concerned personally about the virus, getting the virus myself, but I do want to honor other people and I do want to do what's beneficial so we can all get on with life, but I'm not going to let any of this rob me of my peace and my joy and the real true call God has on my life and those of us that are believers, and that's to spread the gospel and to spread his love. The Passion Translation of 1 Corinthians 10:23 says, you say, under grace there are no rules and we are free to do anything we please. Not exactly, because not everything promotes growth in others. Your slogan, we're allowed to do anything we choose, may be true, but not everything causes the spiritual advancement of others. And so let me just ask you, in the words you're speaking and how you're doing things in your life, is it promoting the spiritual advancement of others? Oh, sweet friends, we have such an opportunity to influence those around us. But I firmly believe we're not going to do that when we're acting just like they are all across the globe. Romans 12:17 through 21 gives us some instruction, and it says, "Do not repay evil for evil." And hear this, it says, "Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, 'It is mine to avenge, I will repay,' says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head." And then verse 21 says, Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." And I just want to make a statement here that a contentious attitude is evil. And we don't combat it by arguing back and getting on the bandwagons. That's just not how we do that. We move in the opposite spirit of what's coming against us. And that opposite spirit is peace, keeping our own hearts at peace. And I think when our peace is truly rooted in the King of Kings, in Jesus, in God, then we're going to be at peace. I have to wonder if some of the people and some of the Christians that are on these bandwagons, for lack of a better word, if it's not being promoted by anxiousness. Folks, our world is changing. It's changing. And there's not a whole lot we can do about it, but how we walk it out is crucial. It's very crucial. And Romans 12, 16 says, "Live in harmony with one another." We're right there instructed to live in harmony. Live in harmony. And, you know, the world is changing. I'm going to say it again, whether we like it or not. And how are we going to respond? Just like all the other people, anxious, fearful, and argumentative, are we going to be those that represent Christ and represent His heart for those around us? Romans 12, 9 through 12 says, "Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer." Right now, we need to be praying more than we're arguing. We need to be praying for we need to be praying for peace. We need to be praying for our nations. We need to be praying for those that are in authority over us. We need to be praying for just reconciliation among races. We need to be praying, you know, for protection for those that are in authority. And we need to be praying more than we argue. You know, my heart is to cheer people on in their dreams and their journey with God. And we can't do that if we're arguing with one another. So we have to decide what's more important to us: winning a political argument, arguing over masks, are loving others and earning the right to be heard by them. Romans 16 and verse 17 says, "I urge you, brothers and sisters, to watch out for those who cause divisions and put obstacles in your way." And I think that is, we're urged to watch out, and we're not called to be divisive. We're called to bring others to the Lord. We're called to love others around us. We're called to cheer other people on. You know, last night I was up until after 10 o'clock, and I had two different phone calls that came late in the evening. And I spent time on the phone with people praying with them. And I can't tell you just the joy that is to me, to be able to cheer somebody on that is going through rehab, to cheer somebody on that has an anxious and fearful heart because some things are crumbling around them. Oh, sweet friends, we have such an opportunity. And I can tell you, I don't know what either one of those people think about any of this stuff I've just talked about, the politics, the mask, or any of that stuff. I don't know, because it doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is that I love them well and represent Christ well. All of us are advertising something in our words and our actions. And we have such an opportunity. I'm going to say it again because we do. I'm so excited about the opportunities that we have right now in a world that is crumbling. It is. But we know, you know, it says in the world you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. I want to be walking with Jesus in that overcoming place. And it's not going to happen if we're joining in the contentious with the contentious attitude that's all around us and prevalent. 1 Corinthians tells us very simply, love never fails. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the opportunity to just look at your word and see what you have to say about things. And Father, I just even repent of any contentiousness that I've entered into over the months. Lord, as our world has shifted and changed in different ways. And I pray for a heart of repentance for those that are listening today, that if they have, they would repent and they would choose another way. They would choose your way of walking in peace so that we can love those that are around us and make a difference. And so bless each family, bless each country, bless each church that's represented by these listeners. And Lord, let us be a people that represent and love you and love others well. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks again for listening, and I'm just so happy that you've joined me. Please don't forget to go and follow these podcasts. That just helps. And leaving your comments or leaving your stars are just so important to this podcast going out further. I'll see you next week.